All right, Frayne, a few different factors influence that market right now. And if you had to pick one to start with, where do we start with this current market environment that we're sitting in?
Well, the most urgent thing right now is obviously planting progress. You know, up until this point, it's always been the trade focus and in particular dealings with China. But more recently now, everybody's watching their forecast, looking at rain, in particular in the eastern Corn Belt. We got some planting progress updates late yesterday, and obviously they showed that in particular Illinois and Indiana are well behind. South Dakota has some pretty significant planting issues as well, not only for corn but also for soybeans. So the market's definitely responding to that. There's some concerns about not only prevent plant by commodity, you know, for example, corn, but also just there may be a large portion of prevent plant across the board that switching to soybeans may not be enough to cover all of the acres. So a lot of uncertainty right now. So the weather conditions have turned, and everybody's looking at probably a little more positive price outlook. And, of course, when that happens, it also triggered a lot of buying from, in particular, the investment community. Some of the hedge funds have come back in and reversing some of their positions, which has added fuel onto the fire. So we've had a pretty active set of days here now for the last couple weeks. Most of that, again, is due to weather. There are some trade issues we're watching, but the weather is really taking the dominant role.
You know, theoretically, if that crop doesn't get planted, I know you mentioned prevent plant, but what does that mean overall for this market atmosphere, and how is that going to impact our stocks?
Well, okay, so there's actually two pieces to the equation that we need to be concerned about. One of them is how many acres are actually going to get planted, but then also if for those acres that are planted very late, what's the yield potential? Because we're now at least in the northern and western growing regions for corn. We're past the dates for full coverage on crop insurance, which again opens up prevent plant. But also for those acres that are going to be planted later, you know, what is that yield potential? The other thing is with more of this compressed planting season, when we get into pollination later on in the year, it means that a large portion of the crop is going to pollinate at about the same time. So there's going to be a lot of uncertainty as we move through the summer, not only on acres, but also yield potential. And there are some concerns, again, with switching varieties. Does that open us up for potential early frost concerns, impacting not only, again, harvested acreage, but then pest weights? So a lot of unknowns on the weather front. When we look at the supply-demand conditions, again, it doesn't take long to start playing with the corn supply-demand numbers to get that bottom line or the carry-out for corn down. A big question, again, is not only domestic consumption but also the export pace. So far, export pace for corn, for old crop corn, has been okay. It's higher than we've seen the last couple of years. We had a really good start to the export season. It's starting to taper off a little bit right now. But I know there's going to be some concerns as we move forward. What is that bottom line? What is our carryover stocks going to look like? World-ending stocks for corn is starting to come down now as well. So corn has some potential. My challenge and I guess my concern for farmers is going to be don't get overly greedy. We've been given a gift right now for those farmers that have been able to get the corn in the ground. And if you're continuing to plant, if the market is giving you an incentive to continue to plant, if you're planting that corn right now, make sure that you're trying to also price it at the same time, because we've seen a very rapid rise in prices, and once we get the point where we're not planting corn anymore, we'll likely see some of that enthusiasm taper off and we'll see a retracement. So if you're looking at planting additional corn, making some old crop corn sales, these are some really good opportunities we haven't seen in a long time, and try and take advantage of that.
As you said earlier, weather is really the primary market factor right now. But where do we factor in the trade component of this story, and where are we with that trade component?
Well, there's two trade stories we're following right now. One of them, the bigger story, of course, is the Chinese negotiations. They're basically at a standstill right now. We're at a stalemate. In my opinion, the next really good chance we'll have to start making some progress will be when President Trump and President Xi attend the G20 summit. Now, currently, there's no formal plans for the two leaders to get together and talk, although I do think that the plan is for the two presidents to get together to see if we can start moving forward on negotiations again, making some progress. And that's going to have probably the biggest impact, obviously, on the soybean market. And there are still concerns about, how the level of soybean carryover we're going to have, not only for old crop, but also for new crop. That's the real next big story. I'm very concerned about the timing of any kind of an agreement, because the longer we wait, the harder it's going to be to try and catch up on some of our soybean exports. The second export story, of course, is the discussions going on now with Japan. Japan is a major market for U.S. grains, U.S. oilseeds. They've been a very good trading partner on the agricultural front for a long time. China does have some large import tariffs on agricultural products to try and protect their domestic agriculture. The current negotiations are to try and bring those tariff levels down to try and open up more markets for U.S. ag products, both grains as well as livestock products. So we're kind of watching a couple different negotiations at the same time here.
Anything else we need to make sure and mention in the mix of this market scenario right now, Frayn?
Well, I guess one more trade issue, and it's still important, would be the USMCA or the NAFTA 2 negotiations. With the fact that U.S. did remove the Section 232, the steel aluminum tariffs, that did open up and remove one of the barriers to passage. But there's still some concerns, in particular in the U.S. House, on the ability to actually get that through the legislative process and have the agreement ratified. In my opinion, I think there's going to be enough momentum to push that through. But again, the politics is very unpredictable and very difficult to try and nail down for sure. So it's not a done deal yet, but it is looking a lot more positive. And again, the trade relations between the U.S. and Canada, Mexico are starting to normalize now, which is a good thing because both Canada and Mexico are, again, major trading partners for U.S. ag products.